1995. And whenever we're talking about a horoscope to somebody who's not familiar with astrology, we have to start first by explaining it a little bit, because astrology is often presented very badly in the general newspapers and magazines that people see. Those of us who work with it, at least the ones that that I'm associated with, do not think the planets are running the world or making character or making things happen to people. We think that the sky is like a clock. You look at the clock to see what time it is, but you don't think the clock makes time. The sky is a way to keep track of time. It's a way to find ourselves in space also, and it shows us the meaning in the world at any given moment. I think of it as really a way to see the mind of God, that this is one of our greatest gifts from God, to be able to understand the situation at any given moment, and then we can deal with it more effectively. So if we understand the world that a baby is born into, that gives us some understanding of the nature of the baby that comes at that time. And it's very mysterious, but it just does seem to work, that the baby comes to a situation, including the patterns in the sky, which we call a horoscope, the map of the sky, that fit their own nature. And it gives them a mirror to see themselves and then to decide what they want to do with it. The horoscope, the map of the sky, does not dictate the details of the life. It just shows the psychological principles that are operating, and then it's up to the person to handle that, those drives or desires, to do positive things with them. As we see life with astrology, there are 12 sides of life, and of course there are many different models for human natures. Psychology is full of them, but this one is a useful one. 12 basic drives or desires, and everyone has all 12. When you talk about a sun sign, which is all you know from the birthday alone, this is just a small part of the picture. Everybody has the same 12 principles in a unique combination, not like anybody else. Now, all 12 not only are present in every chart, but they are able to be manifested. We can try to satisfy those desires in many different ways, some of them positive and some of them painful. Nothing in astrology is automatically good or bad. It always depends, the results depend on what we do with it. But there are some real conflicts between some of these desires, so we can't do them all at once to their fullest extent. It's just not possible. We have to learn to either take turns with them, do them alternately, or we can stay in the middle and do a little bit of several. Those are both good ways to handle the conflicts. What doesn't work very well, the dangers, are repression, where a part of us is blocked and buried into the subconscious, and then we'll make problems. Very frequently it's connected to illness, because the subconscious runs the body, manages it. It keeps us breathing when we're asleep, it repairs wounds, and it digests our food, and we don't have to think about any of those things. The subconscious handles it. And if we are burying fears, negative emotions, the subconscious will produce a body message saying, I'm not. And if we can deal with it, this can help us to get well. As long as it stays in the Dead Sea, where stuff comes out and it gets poisonous eventually. So we have emotions, work with them, and then we don't have to. Possibilities, projection. Someone else who will do part of us for us. Comfortable doing that, it's in contact. The problem with projection, the more we don't do it, the more over gets pretty uncomfortable. It's like being, they keep going up. If we find a way to do a little more. Another possibility is dysfunction. All sides of life where it doesn't fit. And obviously, again, look for these, try to satisfy these desires, they work better. then it's like people are just embarrassed in some areas. It's just neglected that they have to learn to handle. So the chart just helps the nature of the person, their life, and they can change. Mostly, all of them. But habits can. So this is just a tool for as to be used as we use psychology and so on. The tools we use in astrology, sky, sections of other sections called lots of different variables are useful, but ways to symbolize the same 12 basic drives or desires. Think of life as a juggling act for each of these different desires. Actually positive, all whole life, but conflicts that we have to work out. Of course, we also want to look at the chart, the assets that are there to be, and always hope. Enjoy the journey. Power that life is continuing, and we come back. We come in where we fit. So the horoscope to see ourselves, and if we want to change ourselves, and that doesn't mean it's easy. Heck, it's just habits. They're not easy to change, but so the horoscope. Picture of our character developed, and it's up to us what we do. Details of the life it shows operating in our own nature, desires in our own nature. Nothing out there doing, but it's still quite a picture of life with 12, which you're familiar with. But they are described, planets say them in another way, the houses of the same 12 principles. Meaning, with the planet Mars, the first house of the chart. Much of the way astrology is taught is, they talk as if these were all, and all you need to learn is, astrology is absolutely logical. But that doesn't mean about the details of the life, because if we're satisfied, we can talk in a lot of different details. Mars, Aries, I want to do what I want to do, and I've done that. What else can I do? Now what a person wants, they're going to do this detail or that detail. It's just a big guess. Guess the details. But principles are going to be right. Time, and hopefully, you can say, okay, this is what I better way to go after it than what I've done. And anything important is and over again. So, hopefully, in the sky, to understand. And to make a better life for ourselves. Now, the work out comfortable sides of life comes with them, or a little bit of several between some of them. Naturally harmonious, and they each other, and some of the and so. Between the conflicts, as with the desires, or so we have a little bit of both. Manage one of those two solutions. Number of possible dangers. Part of our nature, very, and that's when we get sick. Body, and if it with negative emotions, pretty symptoms that are like a message. Something. And if we can understand it's buried, deal with it. Another possibility is that's when we find someone else for us. Because we're ourselves. And the more we don't, until it finally gets uncomfortable. Keep going up. And still another part. Doing one of the 12 doesn't work very well. The things we can look for. We could change if we've been. Sometimes imbalance is the problem. Some areas, and there may be parts of life with that possibility too. The conflicts. But yet. Not impossible to work them out. These 12 sides of ourselves, rather than in conflict. We also want to look at the chart for the talent. They're there to be carried further to the world, and we can enjoy the journey to learn. One thing you do have to when you deal with astrology is that. Continuity of life. That is, when we come here, we might have our character, and so we parents, heredity, environment, which is just a map of the sky. So for me, planets are just the greatest gift from God to help us to see the state. A little bit more effectively. Right? And we can change. The results of our life we do. I do include a lot of jargon. Read it, which I will assume is the case. It's and then have faith that English will follow. Features in the chart to people decide their interest. So they want to know why you're here. And if I put the